Daggers and Games, Freemark Innovation, Gold Metal Trailer Sales, Green Lawn, H&H Electric, Hilltop Auto Wrecking, Incredible Bank, Lincoln Wood Products, Merrill House Music, Merrill Baseball Boosters, Napa Auto Parts, Nicolet Bank, Northwoods Awards and Engraving, Park City Credit Union, Riverside Athletic Club, Subway, The Pizza Shop, Westside Market, and Young's Drugstore. On your hometown voice for Merrill Varsity Sports, Blue Jay 96.3, AM 730, streaming at WJMTFM.com on the WJMT app and Alexa. Now let's send it to Ollie Burrows in the Westside Market Sports Booth.
And I am downtown Ollie Burrows, and we got a little bit of a late start here because we got moved out to Medford today where the sun is shining and the Blue Jays with three hits in the top of the first take a 1-0 lead. Kurtzall's on the mound. And leadoff hitter for the Raiders gets a walk. Krzyzewski, the second baseman. No rosters again today with this sudden change in working condition, so he's a right-handed hitter, and thankfully to a Medford fan, thank you, sir. There's a steal for second base. Remington's throw is late, so that'll be a stolen base. So Krzyzewski is a junior. He's got 0-1 count, and that's fouled down the third base line. We got one ball and one strike. Again, I apologize for the late start. A beautiful field and a beautiful day, and internet vagaries have struck again. One ball, one strike pitch. Kurtzall's at the belt, taking a look at a runner at second, and who's more irritating than a fly at night. Strike two. Blue has, check that, strike three. Looking, and to be very fair, Blue has had a broad strike zone, especially to the far side of the hitter. It's going to bring up the third hitter, also a left-hander. Strabig, outside ball one. So in the top of the first, the Blue Jays, Grunewald got on, stole second, moved to third on a ground out by Wild Thing. Ground out, I should say, by Wendorf sent him to third. An RBI single for Rudai. Remington with a single eliminated in a fielder's choice. Or Klug got on. And then that was it with a 5-3 put out to end the inning. Here's the 0-2 pitch. That's fouled off. So the Blue Jays up 1-0 coming off that 4-0 loss last week. Again, tomorrow night and Thursday, we're back at the MAC for girls softball. And next Saturday, doubleheader. Well, actually, varsity and a varsity reserve game down in Wanakee. Kurtzall set. There's the pitch. Swing and a miss. He took something off of that one. About a yard of yarn. Now Remington's taking a stride out there to the mound. So the Blue Jays got the lead. Wild Things at first today. The Klugmeisters at third. Grunewald at second. Shortstop. Of course, the Coop. Cooper Wendorf. Koblitz, Rudai, and Klebno, left center and right. Remington behind the plate. Kurtzall's on the hill. There's the pitch. That's hit in the air. Deeper to left. Nice pull down there. Fly out to left. Koblitz gets that one. So two outs. Runner stays at second. Downtown Ollie Burrows pleased to be bringing the action. Sorry we didn't get a Nicolet Bank pregame show. So the Blue Jays, there's one takes everybody back a little bit. That brings the count to 2-2. Downstairs, 3 balls, 2 strikes. And that's hit foul. Just foul, pulled down the left field line. Cleanup hitter for Reston Krasnowski, the sophomore. Kurtzall sets. Here's the pitch. Ooh, that's upstairs and in. Takes us to 3-2 right now. So with two outs, we'll see if the Raiders send the runner. Find out whether Kurt Alexander wants to test again. And that's hit in front of the plate and foul. Remington hustles out there. So 3 balls and 2 strikes. 2 outs, bottom of the first, runner on second. Blue Jays up 1-0. From the American Broadcast Booth, downtown Audubon, pleased to be bringing the action on WJMT and WJMTFM.com. Swing and a miss, and he got him. So 2 strikeouts and a walk, no runs, no hits, no errors, and 1 left. After 1 complete from Raider Field in Medford, it is your Blue Jays 1, the Raiders nothing. You're listening to Blue Jay Points Baseball on WJMT and WJMTFM.com.
Merrill A&W is ready to serve you at 207 North Center Ave. Stop in for a frosty mug root beer, classic burgers, juicy chicken strips, cheese curds, famous Coney dogs, corn dog nuggets, and kids' meals. Fun for everyone. Don't miss the everyday special, 2 cheeseburgers for just $6. And for a limited time, try their pumpkin shake and chicken and waffles. Open daily from 10 a.m. till 10 p.m., Merrill A&W is the place where great food and memories are served. Visit them today.
Bergner Contract Carriers in Merrill is a family-oriented company committed to providing great service and a desirable workplace. BCC now has openings for professional drivers. Must be 21 or older with a CDL and good driver record, along with hazmat and tinker endorsements. BCC offers excellent pay, flexible work schedule, health insurance benefits, and your home every weekend and holidays. See more at bcctrucking.com. Bergner Contract Carriers wishes the very best to the Merrill Blue Jay athletes behind you all the way.
And welcome back to the Westside Market Broadcast Booth. I am downtown Oliveros, pleased to be bringing you the action. Again, remember to stay tuned at the end of the game for our American Player of the Game. Scoreboard brought to you, as it's a little bit distant from me here, as I got a spot a little bit off of dead center behind home plate. Press box here is very nice, but not any space for broadcasting. Coming up, leading off for the Blue Jays. Kurtzall's batting from the right side. There's the pitch. Strike one, fastball in the outer half of the plate. Again, we had no time to get the pregame roster, but that's Wojcik out there, sophomore, on the hill. And that's hit to short. Clean pickup. Nice pickup. Oh, low throw, and that's going to be an E6. Kurtzall's will get on. That's first error of the game. It was a Sunday hop, but he fielded it cleanly. And then just short, Short arm to throw. Hoglitz, the left fielder. Oh, the base umpire says no. The fan base disagrees. Call New York. No ABS and no calls to New York, but.
Let's double check on that.
Yep, now they're gonna have a conference. One of the fans to my left wants an appeal. Reminds me of the Galarraga story. If you can see that on ESPN. Raiders coach Alexander's out there to discuss it as well. Now, and the plate umpire cannot overrule him. But if you remember that Galarraga story, 26 outs, 27th, and they're keeping it a save, and Alexander raises his hands up and down. And that's Jerry Davis. And I knew Jerry Davis because he was in the Midwest League when Jansen was, and I was there 46 years ago. And Jansen was never made it to the show, but Davis did, and he called the runner safe. And there's the bunt. Very nice bunt. Put down by Koblitz. Over to first, and that'll be a 1-3 on the sacrifice. So that'll move Kurtzall's up to second.
Now that means the right fielder, number 26, Brody.
Kleeb now, the ninth hitter. There's a throw, third, and they got him in a rundown, but he got back to second. So Kurtzall gets a break and gets back to second. And that's hit into deep center field. Center fielder back, and that'll be a fly out to center. That's going to bring back up the top of the order. Grunewald got a single, stole second, came around to score on the RBI single by Rudai. So Blue Jays got a duck on the pond. Quack. It's a good lead. That's hit into right field. That's going to drop for a single. They're going to send him home. Oh, now they're holding up. A wise decision. Oh, and he dropped the ball.
Get out of this, Fred.
So we got two out now. After Kleeb now flies out to center. Grunewald's now 2-for-2. Runners on the corners, two outs. Wild Thing is up there. They're going to send him down to second, and there'll be fielder's indifference. Catcher's indifference. So that puts two ducks on the pond. So that error, strike. There's the set, there's the pitch. Down and away. Two balls. I believe there's two strikes. Our Dragon's Daggers and Games scoreboard is out deep in right field. There's the strike. Three balls and two strikes, so we'll see if the runners are on the move here. With 3-2 count. There's the pitch. And that's hit. Fair ball down the first base line. And he got him on the tag. What a beautiful play. A little bit slow getting out of the box. And that's going to keep the run from scoring. So no runs, one hit, one error, and two left. After one and a half from Raider Field, it is the Blue Jays 1, the Raiders nothing. You're listening to Blue Jay Baseball on WJMT and WJMTFM.com.
We examine EKGs and use advanced imaging to uncover minute details. But what we see is you. We see how your heart beats with love and powers laughter, even as we practice the latest medical science and perform advanced procedures. What we see is how we can help you live a healthy and active life. Healthcare is a lot of things, but the best care is human. Aspirus Heart Care. What we see is you.
Step into adventure at Dragons, Daggers, and Games, 718 East 2nd Street in Merrill, your local destination for the largest selection of board games in northern Wisconsin. Get your TCGs like Pokemon and Magic the Gathering. Level up with a huge selection of tabletop role-playing fun. Whether you're planning a game night or starting an epic campaign, they've got what you need. Check out the Funko Pops and other collectibles. Call 715-722-0977 or stop in today. Epic quests start here. Did you know that approximately $20 billion in energy costs leaks out of windows across the U.S. every winter? Freemark is a leading manufacturer of high-performance commercial window systems that provide thermal break technology to completely isolate inefficiencies in their design. The team at Freemark takes pride in their commitment to the Merrill community, actively participating in its growth and development. Freemark's dedication to quality and community support reflects their values as they strive to build a stronger Merrill community together.
And welcome back to the Westside Market broadcast booth. Bottom of the second inning. There's a left-handed hit. That's into left field. Koblitz underneath it. Krause, the right fielder, is up. So three left-handed hitters, I think, thus far for the Raiders. Ooh, there was a breaking ball. That was not a curveball. That was a slider. That was flat. Right-handed on right-hander. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. He took that one off speed and down and away. No balls and two strikes. Kurtzall's looking sharp again. First outing, one hit in five innings. And there he gets him with a swinging strike. Five straight. Left fielder Hart coming up now. Arndt, another left-handed hitter. Up and away, ball one. Again, we're back at it tomorrow from the MAC and Thursday from the MAC. 4:45 pregame, 5 o'clock first pitch. Medford and girls softball tomorrow, Rhinelander on Thursday. And then Saturday, I got to take the trek down to Wanakee for a varsity game at 11:30, I believe, or 11. I'll double-check the time, let you know tomorrow and Thursday, and then a varsity reserve game because I guess they've got prom. That's up and away again. Two balls and a strike. Right on a breaking ball. Fans agree with me that we have a broad strike zone today. Swing and a miss, and he got him, and that's the third out. So for the Blue Jays, no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. After two complete, it is the Blue Jays 1, the Raiders nothing. You're listening to Blue Jay Boys Baseball on WJMT and WJMTFM.com.
Greenlawn Underground Sprinklers is proud to support our local student athletes throughout this 2025-26 season. Your drive and dedication to be the best is inspiring. Enjoy the journey and every opportunity. Greenlawn is a family-owned and managed company, proudly serving central and northern Wisconsin since 2002, offering new sprinkler system installations, existing system upgrades, and maintenance. Visit greenlawnwi.com for all your irrigation needs. Greenlawn Underground Sprinklers, proud to support our local athletes. Go Blue Jays!
Your favorite fish sandwiches are back at Arby's in Merrill. Dive into the classic fish sandwich, a crispy filet, fresh lettuce, and tangy tartar on a sesame seed bun. Craving for something extra? Try the fish and cheddar, topped with Arby's creamy cheddar cheese sauce. Or go big with the King's Hawaiian Fish Deluxe with shredded lettuce, tomato, and tartar on a warm, toasted King's Hawaiian bun. They're all here, but for a limited time, at your Merrill Arby's on East Highway 64.
Arby's, we have the meat.
Do you need a part or two for your car or truck? Do you have an old clunker sitting in your yard? Hilltop Auto Wrecking can help you find that part or get that old junk off your lawn. Hilltop is always buying cars and trucks and has a huge selection of vehicles in their yard to help you with your projects. Auto glass, tires, engines, and more. Hard to find parts or just no need for new? Stop up to Hilltop and ask the guys to hook you up. Family owned and operated over 50 years for parts, salvage, auto scrapping, and crushing. Hilltop Auto Wrecking on Del Rio Road on Wausau's east side.
And welcome back to Raider Field. Top of the third inning. Blue Jays up 1-0. Wendorf leading off back in the first. And that one was called a ball. Wendorf ground out to second. Hits that one into left field. Lazy drive. Takes the left fielder back, and he gloves it. So one out. Old Glory's blowing in today. Sort of like when the wind's blowing in off Waveland Avenue in Chi-Town for the North Siders. Rudai had the RBI single back in the first. Stranded on third. That one's outside, one ball, one strike. That's outside in the dirt. Breaking ball wide. Again, on the hill for Wosick. Sophomore, that's hit foul. One ball and two strikes. Cloudy, and they're talking about showers. So we'll see if we can beat the rain. Here's the pitch, outside. Nice job of framing by the Raiders catcher. Two balls, two strikes. Upstairs, three balls, two strikes. Okay. They checked on the appeal. Rudai held up. 3-2 count with one out. Here's the pitch. And that's hit in the air. Back toward the Black Knight. Somebody in the parking lot's going to get hit. Oh. I'll know it was the Black Knight if there's a dent in the back window. There's the 3-2 pitch, and that's hit down to third. Picked up nicely. Nice throw over to first. Two outs here. The field is in excellent condition, given the weather that we've had. Of course, Athletic Park, I think, is, if not underwater, it's going to be very, very wet. That's going to bring up Remington. He singled and got forced out on Klug's hitting into a fielder's choice to end the first. Here's the pitch. Strike one on the inner half of the plate. Realtor's Delight, location, location, location. And that was a good one. And that's hit down into right center field. And the right fielder makes the grab. What a play. And that's going to be the third out. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left after 2.5 from Raider Field. It is the Blue Jays 1, the Raiders nothing. You're listening to Blue Jay Boys Baseball on WJMT and WJMTFM.com.
For more than 125 years, Church Mutual Insurance Company has been protecting organizations that serve and inspire others. Over the years, we've branched out across the country, but we remain deeply rooted in Merrill, the community we've called home since 1897. At Church Mutual, we stand for good in all we do, and that includes our commitment to Merrill as a great place to live and work. We are proud to support Merrill's children, schools, and youth athletics. If you're ready to stand with us, check out the opportunities waiting for you at churchmutual.com/jobs. Riverside Athletic Club in Merrill is proud to sponsor the Blue Jays sports program. As the weather changes, you don't need to stop your game. Use the golf simulator to keep your skills up and your club swinging. With 24-hour access and open 7 days a week, you can stay fit on your terms at Riverside Athletic Club, 500 South Center Avenue in Merrill. Go Blue Jays!
Go Jays Go! Merrill Dairy Queen has been a Blue Jay fan since 1960. Stop in and enjoy all of the Dairy Queen favorites, including blizzards and classic treats, DQ cakes, Dilly and Busta bars, and more. Cool, creamy, delicious, and perfect for before or after the game. At your Merrill Dairy Queen, 905 North Center Ave.
Lincoln Windows is a huge supporter of Merrill Blue Jay sports. Lincoln Windows is proud to be a part of the Merrill community since 1947. See Lincoln Windows for all your window and door needs for residential and light commercial projects. For more information, go to LincolnWindows.com.
And welcome back to Raider Field, bottom of the third inning. We are also under a tornado watch, so it is not the easiest of weather conditions, but the winds are, well, Old Glory's blowing at about 10 to 15 coming in, but it's not deadly yet. That's fouled off. Eight, nine, and one hitters for the Raiders here, bottom of the third. Ooh, that was inside, moved him off the plate. Schilling. There's the sidearm breaking ball. One ball, two strikes. Again, Blue Jays. One run in the top of the first. Oh, there it was. That was the sidearm breaking ball. And that is the fifth strikeout. Now his ninth hitter. Man, the catcher. And he hits that one to right field. Foul ball, couldn't get to it. It's a long run. We're partially obscured from this vantage point. But again, the field is in excellent condition. Ball comes into Remington. He lets plate umpire check on it. He says, that one's done. Yeah, it does look a little dirty. No balls, one strike. One out here, bottom of the third. Blue Jays up 1-0 from the West Side Market broadcast booth. That's upstairs. Remember to stay tuned after the game for the incredible Bank postgame show. No Nicolet Bank pregame show today, and that's all the way back near us and around the backstop. Sidearm breaking ball got away from Remington. Two balls and a strike here. Busy week, Tuesday, Thursday girls softball, Medford, Rhinelander, respectively, from the mark. Ooh, that goes up, and that hits the bat. And man knocks it down with frustration. because that one was headed for his head. He left the bat up, and it hit the bat. So that takes the count to 2-2. Kurtzall's came way inside on that one. And that one hit him. That's a hit by pitch. So a walk, five strikeouts, two flyouts to left, and now a hit by pitch. Wocheck. Man running for man. Wojcik walked. He bats from the left side, fouls it back into the screen. No balls, one strike, one out. So no hits yet for Kurtzall. Just a walk to lead off the game and the hit by pitch. Seven straight retired in. There goes the runner. That's hit in the air. Remington's looking. He's hustling. And that's in the woods. There's beautiful woods down the third baseline. I think those woods have eaten many a ball. I remember three or four getting over there. Reminds me of my golf game. If there were any woods near the fairway, they'd be to the right, and my drive would find them, because my drives go out about 150 and do a 90 right. No balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch. Inside, moves him off the plate. One ball, two strikes. Again, those dark clouds down to the south. Hopefully they're going to stay there. But the wind is blowing from the southeast right now. Here's the 1-2 pitch. And that's pulled foul. He got that one up in his wheelhouse. One ball, two strikes, one out. Bottom of the third. Blue Jays up 1-0 with the RBI single from Rudi scoring Grunewald in the top of the first. And that's hit to second. He's going to take it to first wisely, and that's going to be the second out. So that moves Mann, the courtesy runner, up. Nope, only two outs. And that's going to bring up. Oh! I do not know.